Welcome, welcome, welcome. Glory to God. Hello, hello, hello. Let me take this thing off. Welcome, everybody, on the call tonight. Glory to God. Woo, praise Him, praise Him. Praise the holy name. Hallelujah. Well, before we start talking, what we do best, we invite the Holy Spirit on the call. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Once again, welcome. Let's bow our heads and let's go before the throne room of grace and let's seek mercy in our time of need. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come this day to hear from you. But before we come into your presence, we're asking you, Lord God Almighty, to wash us and cleanse us in the blood of Jesus. If we have sinned today or any other time before we even get to this call tonight, Lord God, I ask you to forgive us from all sin and unrighteousness. Why? When we forgive, when we ask you to forgive, all you see is the blood of Jesus. And we need that blood to cover us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. In that essence, we can come boldly to the throne room of grace. And we could stand and we could declare mercy in the time of need. Father, we thank you. We praise your holy name. There is no other God beside you. No other God beside you, creator of heaven and earth. We call upon you this day. We call upon you this day, Lord God Almighty, to be in this present eternal God. You are our eternal creator. You are our everlasting savior. When we call upon you, Almighty God, you are here. You're always there. You are our Adonai. Oh my God, you owned us. You created us in your own image and likeness. Male and female, you created us, Lord God. You are our provider. Oh, distinguished, you are our Jehovah Jireh. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. We call upon your name. Lord, you know the Feast of the Tabernacles are coming up, and we come to communicate with you tonight, Lord. Jehovah M. Kadash, you are the one that sanctifies. Oh, Jehovah, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Adonai, Adonabo Sunday, Elohim, Ora Mashado Costa Balabande, Jehovah Teskeno. When we need to be right, righteousness is right standing with you. The Lord is my shepherd, we shall not want. We call upon you tonight, Jehovah. Nothing wanting, nothing lacking. We have everything in the palm of our hand. We could come and we could say, Matthew 16, verse 19. I will open the word of God and I will read that. It is so fitting because that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about your word. Jehovah, 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 Jehovah. Lano tikita mokota. Let the heavens shake. Let the heavens shake. Let the earth open up and receive. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth will speak. And I will give unto thee the kings to the kingdom. Lord God Almighty, tonight we come into the heavens and we take the keys out of your hand, Lord. What keys do we need tonight? The keys for abundance, the keys for salvation, the keys for healing, the keys, Lord God. The keys, Lord God, the keys, Lord God, for deliverance. What keys do we need tonight? We need the keys of deliverance tonight and salvation, sanctification, and righteousness. We need those keys tonight, Lord. Father, I hide myself behind the cross tonight. Release those keys. You already did, Father. You sent your son, Jesus. Let me see here. Jesus, you died. You died on the cross. And when you died on the cross, there are certain things that you released to us. You cannot do it anymore because you already did it. It's up to us to stand and take it and receive it. It is up to us to take it, oh God. It is up to us to receive it. You cannot do nothing. We have to understand, Lord God Almighty, that you have already done on the cross, Jesus. So now we come for those keys that we take. And we open to use them to open the doors that is bound. Let your presence be known upon us tonight. Let your salvation come and receive us, and restoration comes and deliver us, that we may be able to be restored to our rightful places tonight, Lord God Almighty. Let us remember that when you, Lord Jesus, come and when you sit upon the throne with your Son and with the Holy Spirit, you speak life in darkness, and there comes light and light. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit come now and burn out every mock, burn out every situation, burn out everything That's not a few. Father God, the word declared tonight that a prophet have no honor in his own or in he or she's own country. Prophet, prophetess, Lord God, this is not the work of a man. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. You see things crumbles right in front of our eyes. Speak to our hearts tonight, Lord. Let us condition tonight, Lord God, to hear from you, you and you alone, not from man, but from you, Holy Spirit. So tonight I anoint every ear that they may be able to hear what you have to say to them tonight. Tonight I pray that their spiritual eyes will be open, that they may be able to see what you want them to see tonight. When I speak in the spirit, I speak to you, Lord God. If I can't interpret it, if there's no interpretation. Father, I sit now and I position myself that you could speak through me, that I may be able to speak what I hear. And what you don't want me to hear, Father, what you don't want me to speak, you take it out of my way, out of my talk, or I hide myself now behind the cross. Yes, yes, I do. I hide myself behind the cross. And I let you come now and be glorified through me. Just like you did with Jesus. You and Jesus is one. And you say we are one according to your word in John 17. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. Father God, I pray that it will be acceptable in your sight. Oh Lord, my strength, you are my strength. You are my redeemer. And I could sing and I could say, oh, I know my redeemer lives. Jehovah, lead us and guide us, Ro. Rohi, shepherd, king, lead us. Lead us and take us to the places that you want us to be. We're and there. Most High God, Lord our Jehovah. Guide and protect us now, I pray. Adonai. Elohim. El Shaddai. Jah. You are. The name of Jesus, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Tonight, I want to welcome you once again. Hallelujah. Prophetic deliverance training is tonight. But sometimes the Holy Spirit may lead us into different ways or different areas. Why? Because he is the one that's in leadership. Let's come forward. And let's lay aside everything. Lay aside the weight. Basically, kick off your shoes. If your shoes is the weight on your foot, take it off and put it aside. If you're going on the highway and there's a hindrance, pull over until the way is clear. If you're home in your kitchen and you're cooking and you haven't finished cooking, my God, try to put on your earphones and just saturate yourself with the King of Kings. He is here tonight. His presence is here tonight. Reach out and touch his hem of his garment tonight. Whatever you need is at the hem of his garment. Just like the woman with the issue of blood, she went to every single doctor, and they were not able to take care of this her problem. And she heard about a man walking and coming through her area. That man was Jesus, or is Jesus. And in the heat of the night, in the day when thousands upon thousands of people was out there pushing upon Jesus, this woman pushed her way through. Bokisima, Bokambala, Inokotiba Shukumaita. And when that lady went down, glory to God, it could be a man, it could be a child, it could be anybody. Once you need to push your way in, push, 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 push. This is spiritual. It's like you're in the hospital giving birth as a woman. A man can be out there spiritually giving birth in the spirit, birthing out those people out there as an intercessor, praying and calling up people into the kingdom of God, pushing them out. You call it groaning with utterance, and you groan and you push and you groan and you push. This lady pushed her way in and touched the hem of the garment of Jesus Christ. And then Jesus turned around because he knew that something went out of his body. And he declared out of his mouth, "Who touched me?" And lo and behold, all his disciples were around him, and he said, "Master, how could you say something like this? Look at all the crowd of people that's out here. Look at all the crowd. Why would you think that somebody will touch you in this crowd?" And listen to what he said. And that's what we need. We need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. How do you know somebody touched you? And he said, "I know." How do you know? "I know because virtue leave or left my body." In an essence, he's saying, when the person touched me, I felt the anointing flow out of me. And that's how I know I have been touched. Child of God, let me tell you, the anointing of the Holy Spirit break the yoke of bondage. Man cannot do nothing for you but the anointed one, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that came and established himself. He said, "This is why he is on earth, that the Son of Man will be able to establish." In other words, he was saying, would be able to take the enemy down. In other words, he was saying, when I show up, no devil must be able to stand in my presence. The anointing of the Holy Spirit is what breaks the yoke of bondage. The yoke has been destroyed because of the anointing of the living God. That's what we need. That's what we need. We don't need man-made isms, schism, and garbage. We need to hear from him. Him and him alone. Oh, yes. Man will use someone. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you're with an individual and they start slipping up, it's time for you to go. This is not the work of a man. But this is the work of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit of the living God, come now and rest upon your people. Come now and move every scale of their eyes. Come now and open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that supernaturally they won't really have room enough to receive it. Come now, Holy Spirit, and touch their eyes that they may be able to see, not in the natural, but in the supernatural. You see, God, we can't do this in the natural anymore. We need an extension of the Holy Spirit to take us from location to location. Holy Spirit, we need you. Come now. Come now. I'm thirsty, so I'm drinking a little bit of water. Come now. Come now. Come now. Come now. There is a river flowing. I want you to listen to this right now. I am in a place It is not a place of complacency. It's a place of power. It's a place where healing water will flow tonight. If you reach out and touch the hem of his garment, whatever that is ailing, whatever that's not right, whatever that's not fixed, that healing water will flow and touch it because it was already designed 2,000 years ago. The only thing you're looking for right now is the manifestation of what was already done on the cross. See it by faith. See it by faith. See it by faith. See Hebrews 11 by faith. With the last time we spoke, we had talked about Hebrews 11. See it by faith. Go back over under theholytabernacle.com and see what we talk about in the last time, because I remember talking about Hebrews. See it by faith. Hebrews 11 is about faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. What are you hoping for? We are in deliverance training. By now, you should have already have some information about how this works. It works by the Holy Spirit. It works by you come online when we say that we're going to have something online and you come in and you listen and you take notes and you go back and you go take the scriptures out and you look it over for yourself. Glory to God. And let the healing water flow in your house, in your place of business, on your family, in your generation, in your car, anything that you touch. Let the healing, I see the healing water flowing up on your steps. If you live in a house that have steps, see the water coming from out of the street into your house. It is coming from off the main road, coming through the gate. Take it, take it, take it, take it. This is not a joke. This is a house with a picket fence. Take it. I'm looking at it right now. This is not something that's being made up. This is what the Spirit of God is being shown. It is coming from off the street. It is coming in your driveway. Then you make your driver and you make your driver and then you turn in and you come up your step. Bring it in your house. Bring it in your house. Bring the healing water in your house. Bring the healing water in your house. Bring the healing water in your house. Yes, son, of the fire in your house. The fire that burn out every yoke. The fire, put it up again. The fire. Bring the fire in the house. Fire, 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 fire. Bring it in. 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 Do not leave it out. Bring it in the house. Fire, fire. Fire, the fire of God, the fire of God, the fire of God, the fire of God. Bring it in, bring it in, breathe it in, take it in, take it in. Shondo, take it in, take it in. Let the fire, let it come in. Breathe it in, hallelujah. Breathe it in, hallelujah. Take it in. Fire of the living God. Fire of the living God. Fire of the living God. Ayamayo. Then I see the rain. Then I see the rain. Oh God. The rain coming in. Rain is coming in. Do you have a roof that needs fixing? Rain's coming in. That might be a rain in the Holy Spirit. Your roof might be the Holy Spirit. Your roof might be in the spirit. It's an abundance of rain. It's an abundance of rain. The joy of the Lord, let it be your strength. The joy of the Lord, let it be your deliverance forevermore. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. Somebody is in trouble. Somebody is in trouble. Somebody is in trouble. But I want to tell you tonight, the healing water is touching your troubles. The healing water is touching your troubles. Touch, touch, hallelujah. Touch, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, 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 come in and shake the atmosphere. Shake the atmosphere for change. Shake. It's supposed to be a night of the prophetic. It's been in prophetic training. I have my notes put together. But the Holy Spirit is saying, let me see some stuff. You got to know how to speak the word of God over your situation. Yes, Lord. You got to know how to speak the word. This is about prophetic deliverance. You got to speak the word. You cannot waver. And you know what? If you were speaking the word before, and if you drop off the wagon, get back on it now. Tonight, let our conversation be the word of God. Let our conversation be the word of God. I speak the plan of God over your life. Any single person that speak negative over your life, we come tonight and we break it and we bind it up. In the name of Jesus, we denounce every debt. We cancel every deception. Proverbs 18:21 says, let me take this slowly. I want you to get it. Put Proverbs 18:21 up there, baby girl. I want you to understand. Proverbs 18:21. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Listen to me. It begins with the tongue right now tonight. You got to speak life out of your mouth. The word of God brings life. You can put a curse on yourself, on your family, on anybody or anything if you speak the wrong word over yourself or over any individual. Speak the word. Speak the word. Repent if you speak anything negative. 1 Peter 3:10 said, if you love life, you must keep your tongue from evil. What is evil? Evil is wicked. That means don't speak wicked words. Don't speak bad words. Don't say the wrong thing. Don't walk in wickedness. You're putting a curse on yourself. That's how curse comes in. That is how curse comes in. That is how curse comes in. That is how curse comes in. Curse comes in when you start speaking wrong things over your life. Wicked. Bad. Bad standard. Bad morals. Bad conduct, meaning bad people. Who do you have in your area that's bad? Who speak bad about you when you're growing up? Who do you speak bad about? Who speak bad about you? These are things that have to be reversed. These are things that you have to speak to, and you have to tear them down. Death and life is in your tongue. Speak the word only. You remember that woman? Or you remember the man, the centurion? You remember that guy? Not gonna go there. You could Google it. It's just gonna be my spirit. Somebody for him was sick. Man, Jesus said, I'm coming to your house because, he said, you know what? He said, I'm a man in authority. I'm just paraphrasing this. He said, I'm a man in authority. He said, I tell him to go and they go. Tell him to come and they come. Jesus, you speak the word only. Whoa. And Jesus said, yeah, my God. Wow, I've never seen so much faith here. I'm just paraphrasing this. You gotta speak the word. Remember Genesis 1? In Genesis 1, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit were sitting up there communicating. They were on a communication. They were talking within themselves. Oh my God. He said, you know what? This place is dark. We can't walk around in this dark all day. We can't walk around in this darkness all day. Oh, no. We gotta get some light. And what they said, Jesus didn't say nothing more than say, God is the creator of all things. He said, let there be light. What happened when he said, let there be light? Light come on the scene. Jesus give you the capability. He said, all power has been given unto him. And he gave that power to you. You know what? I'm not making this thing up. Write that word down, all power. I could have gone there and I could have go check it out and give it to you, but you know what? Go do a research. We are so complacent. We sit around and we listen to folks. We don't go check it out. He said, all power has been given to him, right? Check that part. That's the operative word. All power have been given to me. Go check it out. Go Google it. You'll find it. It's in the Bible. I say it all the time. There's another scripture again. He said, he send us, send I you. When they get all excited and say, oh my God, oh my God. He said, you know what? Go out there and do what I say. What you see me do, go ahead and do it. He also said to them, double portion. I'm giving you these nuggets. Write it down. You're supposed to come. I'm not going to be giving you scriptures all the time. You're going to go find them. Go and find them. He said a double portion. It's in the Bible. Go read upon Elijah and Elijah. Go read upon them. Elijah and Elijah. What do you want from me? He said, I want a double portion. He told him to stick around. He told him to stick around. And if you see me leave, oh yeah, and he dropped the mantle and he picked it up. What do you think? He picked up the anointing. How do you think he get the anointing? By following the leader. Who was his leader? He followed him. And we need to follow our leader, which is Jesus Christ. And he told us, he said, when he leave, he's going to send us a comforter. I'm not going to find the scripture because it's right there. It's in John. It's in John. And he said, when the comforter comes, when the comforter comes, he is going to lead you. As a matter of fact, I'm going in there myself. But I'm not going to tell you where it's at, but I'm going to find it. Because I want you now to start getting the Bible out. And I want you to start looking up the Word of God for yourself. And what it does, once you look it up, you get to understand it more. You get to understand it more. And nobody can come in your face and tell you nothing, nothing at all. Because you see it for yourself. It's right here. A comforter will come. Yep, he said, in the day, you shall know that I am. in my Father, and my Father's in me. And there's a part in here where he tell you that we are in him. Keep reading. Keep reading. It's in that same passage of scriptures. Right there in the same word. If you look about it, get your Google and work it and get some sense of sensibility and do not listen to nobody but the Holy Ghost. He said the Holy Spirit will come, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Let me tell you something. And you want some peace tonight? Yeah, go to the other part of the scripture. He said he leave peace unto you. He said the world can't give you peace. You're trying to get peace? It is false peace. The world cannot give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled. It's right there in the same scripture. I'm reading it to you. It's time to take your Bible out. It's time to dust it off. Some of you guys have some smartphones. It's time for you to take out the smartphone. Sit with it with a paper and a piece of pencil. Some of these phones have Bible apps on it. You can go in. Preferably, I want to have my Bible because I like to mark my Bible. I like to mark it. I like to put one scripture next to it and another one next to it. That when I'm ministering, I am able to move from one scripture and put another one to it. And both of them, they coincide each other. I like that. I love that. And then I had a phone the other day, which I still do, and I used to go in and I use my yellow highlighter or my blue highlighter and highlight my words. But guess what? My phone got crumbled the other day and I lost my Bible app. So I got to start all over again. But my regular Bible that I have, all marked up. I mark my scriptures up and I try to memorize. I try to remember the scriptures. I try to memorize my scripture. I try to memorize my scripture. I try to memorize my scripture. I try to memorize. I try to memorize. It's so important to know the word of God. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. There is no other God beside him. You don't want superpower. You can't get superpower. You can't get superpower. We don't need superpower. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need the power of him. We need his love. We need it. I'm telling you right now, I hear some stuff today. I hear some stuff today. And I was saying to myself, Lord God Almighty, this is the second time I see something like this. You go out and you anoint these people. And as soon as you anoint them, they get big-headed. And then they start acting stupid. Let's go to God. Let's hook up with Jesus and be humble. Man gonna always fail, but Jesus will never fail you. He already did what he needs to do. He can't do nothing else. He can't do nothing else. You need to take the word, like I said, the word of God. If you love life, you must keep your tongue from evil. Evil means wicked, wickedness. Wrong, bad means bad morals. I have it in my book here. Meaning bad people. Wrong, meaning incorrect, abnormal. Okay? Unjust, you mean dishonest? Keep your mouth from all evil. Keep your mouth pure and get those curses off of you. Unethical behavior, immoral meanings, unethical, not morally correct. So here it goes. I have a family member who talk trash. They're lying. They're not doing what they need to do. They talk about you. Friends talk about you. I talk about you. Every single person around you talk about you, right? You can't go lost. You can't get lost in the shuffle. You know what you're gonna have to do? You're gonna have to pray for these people. There's a bad word coming up my mouth, but I ain't saying it on major TV. Okay? You hear me? No, I'm not doing that. Deceitful. They are deceitful. Meaning they're misleading and they're dishonest, untruthful, and they're lying lips. And there's a scripture in the Bible that God hates, lying lips. Get out your Google because I am not going to, I'm not giving you these scriptures. I want you to know the word for God for yourself. I want you to go in and I want you to start, take your word, take, look, when I was growing up, we ain't got no Google. We ain't got no big this and big that. No, we got Google, right, baby girl? Right, my daughter over there? My runaway train daughter. I can't find her, okay? My runaway, hey, granddaughter. That's my grandbaby. I don't know who's sitting next to her. Hi, my baby. Grandma loved you, okay? The other one over there, you could put the garbage can on top of her head and cover it over, okay? Doggone frog. I'm gonna cuss her out. Froggy. Yeah, let me get back to this. I don't want to get off of this, but I see one of my frogs, so I gotta straighten them out. They're jumping like a jumping jack, so I have to clap them wings. Granddaughter, slap her upside her head for me, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Don't know where she at. But anyway, deceitful, meaning misleading. You ever see anything like this? Dishonesty. Lord Jesus Christ, the body of Christ need us. People need us out there. What's wrong with us? You know what I mean? What's wrong with these people? You give these people a dollar and they are going crazy. You touch them a little anointing and they go crazy. Lord Jesus, help them, Lord. Speak to them, Lord God. God, you know what to do? You need to spit in their head. Spit on some of them. Spit. Look, some of them need a spitting. They don't need a whooping. They need, you need to spit. Jesus spit on folks. You can't talk about that in the church. You talk about that in the church, they're going to lock you down. Well, Jesus spit on the place, turn over the money table, and kick those people out. Yes. Somebody needs to be slapped out and kicked out. Whew, Lord Jesus, I tell you, I don't know. I don't know. Let me get out of these people's business and get out of their kitchen. Matthew 15, verse 11. Oh my God, I wasn't supposed to be giving out no scriptures. But anyway, not, it says, goes. He said, not what goes into the mouth defile. So all the food that I'm eating, that's a lie. When I was ministering about it today, I said, you know what? I'm gonna ignore that. I'm not gonna say that. All the food that goes in is not what gonna be defiled. I'm gonna take off this weight and stop acting stupid. But all this food that go in, that's not what gonna defile. It's what come out. Father God, you know that's bad. Not what goes into the mouth defiles a man, but what come out of the mouth defileth the man. So, in other words, you need something. You really need something that I already provided for you. But you going out there talking so negative. What are you attracting? Garbage. Oh, Lord, I'm not going to have this. Oh, Lord, I can't have that. All you need to do is to repent. Back up, stand up, pull it up. If you wear them Pampers, pull up your Pampers and say, you know what? I'm pulling it in, I'm sucking it in. And I'm like, Lord, I need your help. I need your Holy Spirit because you're left back here. Holy Spirit of the living God, I want you to go out and I want you to attract it and I want you to bring it in. That's all you're going to spread. You know why? Because you're in the atmosphere at that particular time. And you need your atmosphere to change, change, change. Your atmosphere need to change. You need money. What are you going to say? Money come after me. Money cometh. Money attracts. Money come into my ear. Because what you're doing, you're speaking. Just like I have a plant out there. I have a beautiful plant. A plant, beautiful, beautiful plant, Lord Jesus. But I don't kill my plant. I don't kill my plant. But the plant, I used to go talk to plants. I talked to the plant. And they said, when you talk to these plants, the plants will grow. There is something about You open up and speaking into the atmosphere. Whatever comes out of you gonna bring light. You need your children to do good in school. You can't be like, oh my God, you're a loggerhead. What do you think they're gonna be? They're gonna produce loggerhead business, okay? You can't expect them to talk about, oh, you want an A and talk about a loggerhead. They're gonna bring in F's. What is F? Loggerhead. F mean loggerhead. F mean failure. It's all about that. Speak the word only. Hey, put that down in the book. I'm not gonna mess up and give the scripture out tonight. Speak the word only. My people is over there dying. I'm coming to your house. No, don't come. Don't come. Don't come. Don't come. Just speak the word. And Jesus spoke the word. And by the time he get home, whoever that was over there who was afflicted got up. The word is life. The word is powerful. Write that down. There's in the Bible. The word is powerful. I'm not giving you on scriptures tonight. You're gonna find them. The word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Wherever you send it, it's gonna like it go boom. It's gonna shake. It's gonna split it open. It's gonna shake it. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is intense. Oh Lord God. The word, 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 the word. I am a koshekere baba. Like I said before, when I speak, when I speak, when I speak, if there's no interpretation, I am building up myself. Shele kunda balaba. Let's clean up our heart. Because what comes out of our heart must be clean to produce good fruit. It is in the Bible. Look, Google good fruits. Put your things in the scripture to produce good fruit, and it will come right up. A hint, it's in Matthew. Your words are powerful. That same is right there in Matthew also. And it can give you life. Or you can be condemned. So when you have your children, speak life over them. Speak life over them. When you have your family members, speak life. When you have your job, speak life. Your attitude change your atmosphere. Your attitude will change the atmosphere. Your attitude will change your atmosphere. You ever notice that if you're out there, and if you're contentious, oh my God, you're always arguing. You're going to attract a person who's always arguing. If you have some peace and joy and loving and tender, you're going to attract. There is a place for everything. My God. Whew. But if your tongue is full of poison, it's deadly. There's a scripture for that. The tongue is deadly and it's full of poison. The tongue is deadly and it's full of poison. The tongue is deadly and it's full of poison. What are we going to do? I'm going to give you the scripture for that one. James 3:8. Father God, we change the poison out of our mouth. It's like bitter gall. And we eat the honey. We eat the sweetness of the honey of the word of God. We call for John 6:63, Lord God. And we call for attraction of your word. There is life in your word. Ma se komi se korama mama. The word of God is powerful. The word of God is life. The word of God, there's life in the word. Hayamakosata. Father God, we're going to identify the curse tonight. Everything that has been spoken over us, Lord, that is not of you, Lord, we break it tonight. And we break it tonight, God. We break every word, every negative word, God. We break it. We break it, and we command it to be broken in the mighty name of Jesus. And it dropped to our feet, and we step over it, Lord God. In the name that is above every name, every negative word, every word from our parents, every word from our generation, every word from our siblings, every word, every person in the family, husbands and wives and sisters and brothers, friends and neighborhoods and jobs, everywhere that we go, Lord, we bind and we break every single negative word off of us, Lord. And we speak the spirit of life, 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 life in the word, life in the word, joy in the word, peace in the word, salvation in the word of God. We repent, Lord God. If we speak anything negative over us, negatively about over us, we repent, Lord. We drive it back to the pit of hell where it come from, Lord. We walk, Lord God, in freedom, 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 God, freedom, 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 freedom. We're free. We're free to roam the cockpit of the Holy Spirit, moving up and down. We are free to go from seats, benches to benches, location to location, homes to homes, freedom. Freedom in the spirit, joy in the spirit, love in the spirit. Free, Lord. Free. Free, God. Free from all sickness and disease. Free from every curse that's been placed upon us. Free, Lord. Free, 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 free. Free, free, free. We break all agreement. Every word that's been spoken over us, we break it. We break it, we break it, we break it. We come into the homes, God. We come into the generation. We go into the family and we broke it down. We put the fire of God. We put the fire of God of every snake spirit that's in that place, every snake type demonic folks. We put the fire of God and we drive it out in the mighty name of Jesus. We drive it out in the mighty name of Jesus. We drive it out in the name of Jesus. We push it out. We push it out. Push, 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 push. We push it out in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we kill the Mosata. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Every spell bound is broken. Every demonic source is broken. Every lying tongue is broken. Every spirit of poverty is broken. It's rolling off of us, Lord. It's rolling off of us, Lord. Every spirit of rejection, it is rolling off of us, Lord. We bind the spirit of rejection. We break the spirit of rejection off of us. Every lying spirit, break it now, Lord Jesus. Break it now, Lord God. We break it now, Lord Jesus. We break it now. Rejection is broken in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, everything that's not of you, Lord, every destructive force that's not of you, Lord, every destructive force, we break it and we bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. Sickness and disease, it is broken in the mighty name of Jesus. All of us sick, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, we break, we break, we break, we break, we break, we break, We come in agreement with your word, that your word is good over our life. Very good, very good, very good. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we stand and as we intercede, we stand in the gap for the nations. We stand in the gap for our families. We stand in the gap. We stand in the gap. And we drive back every onslaught, every foreseen, everything that's not of you. We break it. We break it. We break it. We say you're bound in the mighty name of Jesus. We come with the salt of the spirit, with the salt of the earth, with the salt of the sea. And we wash it. We wash it. We wash it. We wash it. We wash our bodies. We wash our feet. We wash our hands and our eyes. And we say, Satan, you must obey. You must bow in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, call out by every foul source broken in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every snake. Oh, Yamarete Loshoto, Yamarekota, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. We reverse every curse. No longer operating, God. It is no longer operating in our lives, God. We speak life. 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 We declare life. We declare life. We declare life. Oh, Tandalarabosandere. Oh, Korabababababa, Inamama. Nashombekita labonde. Natendekita Oh, Rabasandere, Rabasande. Father, I thank you from this day forward that we are not conformed to this world, but we are being transformed and renew our mind, Lord. That every curse is broken, Lord. Every curse is broken, Lord. Every destructive curse is broken, God. Everything that's not of you, Lord, it is broken, Lord God. Everything, Father, every disobedient spirit is broken, God. Every spirit of incest is broken, God. Every lying generational spirit is broken, God. Every poverty demon is broken, God. Every spirit of want, it's broken, God. Every schizophrenia, broken, God. Everything that's not of you, God, every nicotine is broken, God. Anything to do with smoke and drinking, alcoholic spirit is broken, God. Every spirit of overeating is broken, God. Break it now, God. Deception is broken, God. The spirit of God, come. Spirit of God, come. Spirit of God, come. Spirit of God, come. Ba yekitorabo. Let the rivers of God flow. Flow now. This is why the Son of Man came. He came to destroy the work of the enemy. Third John 2, beloved, above all, friend, I wish above all things that you be in health, not only in health, but prosper, even as your soul prospereth. Father God, I thank you. I thank you that even though we walk in the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. Father God, I thank you that we have long life. Father God, I thank you that we promote life and we promote it more abundantly. Father God, I thank you that the words that come out of our mouth, Lord, they will produce life. Lord God, I thank you tonight. I thank you for supernatural life. I thank you tonight. Genesis 6, verse 3. Yes. Yes. Deuteronomy 28. Yes. Malachi 3, yes, I declare it, God. I declare the book of Ruth over my life. Yes, Lord. I walk in your abundance, God. Every single person under the sound of your own voice, speak to the Father. Declare what you want the Father already have in existence for you. Bring it out into the open according to the word in Ephesians. Ayamakoteleba. Inamokatelemashiti. Yanakatelebobekabababa. We have redemption through Christ. We thank you, Father, that we are redeemed. We are predestined. We are adopted in your beloved. We are the child of the King. According to Jesus Christ, your word said, we are created with goodwill and good pleasure. We must be praised and we must give you praise. Praise and glory. And we come now, Father, cease not to give thanks, Lord God, making mention of our family, on our generation, every single person to pray this prayer. Now, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for the word of life. The Father of glory may give unto us. Insert your family in it. Let it be personal tonight. Give your family the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge. Knowledge of you, Lord God. Reveal yourself to them, Lord Jesus. That their eyes will be open, Lord God Almighty. Oh, that they may know what is the hope of their calling. See, Father, you have called them before the world was even created. You even have them in their mother's womb, and you know their name. And you call them out by name. And you say, Peter, do you love me? And see, Peter said, yes, Lord, you know I love you. He said, go and feed my sheep. Peter wanted to let Jesus know, yes, I know you, Lord. Why do you keep asking me these things? I love you. Even when he was going on the cross, Jesus commanded him to go forth and be fishers of men. So tonight, Lord, we thank you for our family and our generation, that the power of God will move through them according to the working of your mighty powers, which you place in Christ when he was raised from the dead. And you set him at the own right hand in heavenly places. Lord God, you gave us the keys to your kingdom in heaven. We come now and we draw out our family. We draw them out of the snatch of the enemy. We draw them out, Lord. Expand them, Lord. Pull them out tonight, Holy Spirit. All principality and powers and might and in dominion and every name that is named in this world and the world to come. You place it under their feet. You place it under the feet of Jesus also. And you said, Jesus, let them become the footmobile of this earth. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. For this cause, Lord, we bow our knees. To the Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family of the heaven and earth is named, that you would give us a grace according to the riches of glory and the strength, strengthened with the might of the spirit of the inner man, the Christ may dwell. Heart, that faith that you being rooted and grounded in love. Father, our hearts pray tonight for our family. We lift them up before you, that they may be able to comprehend, Lord. They'll be able to know the saints and be able to comprehend with all of them, Lord Jesus. That the breadth and the depth and the length and the height will be bestowed upon them, God. And that they will come to know the love of Christ. Father, these are your words. Give them words that they may be accomplished the knowledge through you, Lord Jesus. That they may be able to walk in their fulfillment, Lord Jesus. Now unto him, Lord, who is able to do abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to our faith, Lord. The power of the Holy Spirit, God, that worketh through us, God. Let it flows out of our bellies tonight, God. Stronghold, come down. We pull you down. We tear you down. And we command you to flee. And we release now the blood of Jesus, that it may come in and saturate and illuminate. Just let the fire, God, just move strategically upon your children, because those are your children. And whether they know it or not, God, they worship you here or they worship you in hell. So tonight, God, as we bow before you and as we open our hands wide, precious Holy Spirit, let your spirit come now. And move upon us that we will be able to hear and know that yes, your son came to this earth and he died for us. And because of that blood, we have a covenant with you, Lord. Yes. Covenant with you. Joy, peace, and righteousness, salvation, deliverance. We have it all wrapped up in your blood. We thank you. We thank you for your blood. Lord, I will seek it. Blood of Jesus, you reign. Blood of Jesus, you saturate. Blood of Jesus, come now. Yes. And touch. Riverbank, come now and flow from the highways to the byways, out of clear. It is done in Jesus' mighty name. With heads bow and our eyes close, just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your blood. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Our God reigns. Our God reigns through the heavens and through the earth. Her God is an awesome God. Chariots of fire go now and saturate that home with your presence. Now I pray. Amen and amen. Hey, I love you, every single person, every single one. I will keep in touch. I have a situation going on right now. And the month of October will be a very, just pray for me because I am going to be all over. I have different things that I'm in. Kenneth and I, we're going to be going different places. We're going to be in New England, in New York, Orlando, back and forth. Pray for mommy. Pray for Ruchi. Pray for Kenneth. We are busy, busy, busy. Hey, daughter, I'm giving you a charge. Call me in the morning. Okay, Lady J, I'm not playing. I mean, we're on the same time frame, so we need to talk. I love you, everybody, and I'm calling you out. So make sure you call because I have a meeting tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And you don't call me, I will call you. How about that? Okay. So wherever you are, I'm gonna be calling. So remember, I'm gonna be on the phone. So make sure you go to bed early and get up early because I'm gonna be calling. Okay. Don't be trying to tell me that you're still sleeping because we're on the same time zone. I love every single person. I thank every single person for calling. I thank every single person for the ones that are giving and sending me out because of you guys, because of you guys, I have enough that I could go out and to preach the gospel. So keep on doing what you're doing. I love you. I love you. I love you. I could have never walked this road without you guys. And I promise you that if I don't do what God want me to do, none of you come to my casket and come over there and cry. No bawling because I was disobedient. So don't cry. Because if you're up there crying and acting stupid, I'm going to be up there partying with Jesus. Okay? Because I don't think I'm going to go to hell because I don't want to go to hell. But I have to do what he calls me to do. And I thank you guys so much for helping me do it. May God bless you. May God's face shine upon you. I would like to go. This is a serious, serious thing. I want you to use the word of God. Trust me on this one. The word of God is going to change your life. Trust me. If you don't trust me on anything else, trust this one. I'm serious. Trust me on this one. The word of God, it is shaking up stuff right now in the spirit. I see leaves. I see the Bible changing and moving. Whatever, I'm telling you, jump in. Whatever you need, I'm telling you, I see the Bible page moving over. That simply means whatever page you need, go to that page. You gotta go to that page for yourself. You gotta work out and fear your own fear. Oh my God, you gotta work it out with Jesus. Work out your own fear and trembling. I see the pages of the Bible move, just turning over. Just turn. It's like a domino effect. I'm telling you, use the word of God. It's like I'm sitting here and I see the pages just flipping over from the right. I don't see nothing from the left. I see it go over in from the right. I see it going over from the right. And it comes in the middle. And I hear plain as ABC. Whatever you need, flip the Bible for yourself. Don't let me tell you to go read the Bible. Open it up. If you need finances, listen to me. Go to the financial scripture. Listen to me. If you need wisdom, Lord God Almighty, go to the wisdom scripture. I'm telling you, there is something God is saying. Apply my word. Apply my word, Lord Jesus Christ. He's saying, apply my word. Oh, Lord God Almighty. He is saying, inject my word, Lord Jesus. Have you ever go to the doctor, Lord God Almighty? Father God, you know I got to get off the phone. Have you ever go to the doctor, Jesus, Almighty God? And the doctor said, I'm going to give you a needle. Oh, Lord God Almighty. You know you're dying. And he said, if I give you this needle, yes, you're going to live. Aren't you going to take the needle if it hurts? That's the word of God right now. I see the Bible flipping over to the right. And he said, whatever you need flipping over. You need money? Flip it to the money section. You need understanding? Flip it to the understanding section. You need demons to come out of your house, woman? Flip it to the demon section. Witchcraft is plaguing your house? Flip it to the witchcraft section. Hogs, pigs, and dogs trying to come in and run over your house? Flip it to the hogs, pigs, and dogs section. It's in there. Jesus said, where do you want to go? He said, send me to the pig. And he went down. Legion went down into the pig. Let me tell you, everything is in the Bible. You need a man? Go to the man section. Whatever you need is in the section. You need a husband? Go to the husband section. You need a wife? Hello, go to the wife section. Whatever you need. Oh, Lord Jesus, I want to go about my business. Whatever you need is in the word. The word of God is life. I'm going to go on this. The word of God is powerful. The word of God can pierce and it can divide. The word of God can diminish and shake some stuff for your behalf. The word of God is a moving and a shake. Oh, God Almighty, you should see it in the spirit. It's like shook, 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 shook. It's shaking in the spirit. Jesus. Jesus. Orabashorondoriutorite. Rivers of water flow now. Ooh, my God. Come in, flow in, take your bath. It's like a cleansing moment. It's like a cleansing moment, and you're getting refreshed. It's like you're in a stream of water, and you can feel that water flowing from your head. Just take that bath. It's cleansing. It is cleansing all the polluted dirt off your body, out of your mind, out of your heart. It is changing the atmosphere of your being. That's what the word is doing. I'm done. Yes, Lord. I see somebody say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight is a night of distinction. Tonight is a night of revelation. Tonight is a night of the heart. Tonight is a night of the ego. Which one are you going to take? You're going to go to be a hawk life or you're going to be an eagle life? I want to go into the eagle position. I want to be able to just flow in the eagle life. I want to be able to soar in the eagle position where I go above my circumstances. I don't want to be in a hawk life spirit. I want to be like an eagle. Yes, flow like an eagle. Breathe it in. Like an eagle. That's the essence of the eagle right now. The essence of the eagle is saying, I am shaking up things. I am shaking up things. I am shaking up shame. Shake. 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 Now, what do I see? And not only see the blood of Jesus, but I see the fire of Jesus. And when the fire comes, he said, I come to change. I come to rumble. I come to place things that is out of line. I have come, saith the Lord, to put it back into nature. What is nature? He said. Nature is something that you could breathe in. Breathe in the essence of it, of your nature, not somebody else's nature, but your nature. So you go ahead and breathe it in. Your nature, say a hymn. Never heard about it like that before. But hey, God bless you. God face shine on you. And make you give you supernatural peace. I'm going to be able to come down tonight, but I don't know what time, because I could go minister like this all night. But people goes to work, and you have to be able, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, yes, the Holy Spirit is a person of order. He is not out of order. And when he said it's time to check, even though I could go all night, it is time to check. So we have to check. You could continue and you could minister to him. But like I said, I could minister like this all night because you could feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I'm seeing all kind of stuff right now. All kind of stuff. All kind. So what it is, we're in a supernatural sapphire. Yeah, that's what it is. We're in a supernatural place. We're in a place where the Holy Spirit wants to say, come up higher, that I can minister to you. Come up higher, that I can talk to you. Come up higher, that I can show you things. Come up higher, he said, that I can deliver you from all things. And he's saying you're already delivered, but you just have to see the manifestation. So this is something that you need to understand. You have already been delivered. You just have to see the manifestation. Amen. Good night.